Now that we understand consumer surplus for a small market with four consumers, we are ready to extrapolate what we have learned to a larger market with thousands of apartments rented each month. Keep in mind as we move through the next section that nothing in our analysis is going to change when we consider the larger market. In other words, the principles of consumer surplus we have developed are the same regardless of the size of the market. We'll see that the only difference between our example with four renters and the general case for the whole market is in terms of the shape of the demand curve. The demand curve for the whole market will look the same as the demand we derived in our previous supply and demand tutorial. It will be smooth and not step-shaped. This is due to the fact that each coordinate for this demand curve represents a large number of consumers.